Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dicewise Entertainment Presents. Once again, one way or a bloody other, we're trying to present Age of Ashes Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Welcome. Have a cozy little campfire. Well, actually, it's a Celtic wheel burning, hence the Age of Ashes burning layover for Twitch. Get it? And it can double for our Christmas Yule log. I mean, actually, what do you think, Joe? You think that you'd have a nice big Celtic wheel and the endless YouTube video for 4 hours, nice little crackling fire? You think that looks good?
For some people, it might.
For some people. Joe Gibson is in the house tonight, playing our drunken cleric of Caden and operating as my personal rules lawyer, because I trust he won't lie, because, you know, you can always look it up later, and he knows the DM's wrath would come down hard upon him if he cheated me. Not to mention, shout out to some of our regulars like Matthew Bell, who've been keeping a close eye on the stream. Also, shout out to Jackson Aris, one of our newest patrons and fans. And thanks again, as always, to our sponsor at Fantasy Grounds for giving us the books we need and letting us muck around on their platform and giving us the core rulebook for Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Hell Knight Hill, Book 1, so we can play Age of Ashes with a little bit of help from them. Also, shout out to our sponsor, Devin Knight, for giving us truckloads of his awesome-looking top-down minis that we use on our maps. Now, again, with the technical difficulties, so you're going to have to suffer a DM's view this evening, a little behind the scenes for the audience. We are streaming here live, a little late, to Dark Galaxies Gaming at twitch.tv/darkgalaxiesgaming, and we will pick this up as a restream on our own Twitch channel to do the most help and the least amount of damage. Yes, you can catch the stream, once we get our technical act together, on Twitter, under Rollmongers. Yes, you can catch the stream under our YouTube channel. But if you go to our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/GMscut, get it? Game Master, yeah? GMscut. You will be helping us a lot, because we are trying very hard to make affiliate and get our numbers in there. And it's been a learning experience. But for our podcasting audience, we've decided to shy away from the tutorial aspect of Fantasy Grounds, so that you only have about 9 episodes of that. We are at episode 15, Matt? About episode 15, I believe, in Age of Ashes?
I don't know. Don't ask me, man. All of them. We're at episode all of them.
That's some stunning Wookiee pajamas you got going on there.
We never got to our
Star Wars game. Matt Witt is in the house tonight playing our Dwarven Sorcerer, Albrecht Stonechecker. And who's that I hear fumbling around the mic? Frank Hamilton's in the house tonight.
Hello. Let's see here. Yep. Once again, we are level 2 deep into this game, Jeff, just in case you're curious. After that, yeah. So, The Owen, back for more.
The Owen. Say it with me. The Owen. I can't believe you're mispronouncing his own character's
Owen.
Name.
It's The Owen. I am not mispronouncing my own name. I was born with it. I've been saying it for 150 years.
I'd give a shout out to Ryan Messina playing Neuros Anvil Bender, but he can't hear me because of these wonderful crit cards. His character has been deafened. So,
what?
Gentlemen, when last we left our wee characters, you guys were camped out on the hillside with the goblins and were just shown the secret door.
Right.
A mere 12, 18, well, let's say, I keep talking about a hanging going on about 24 hours from now. Perhaps you guys might want to look into that. Case, you know,
you do mention that from time to time.
Well, not to you personally, just a little secret between me and the audience, little things, you know, lots been going on, you know, back at home, as it were. So, speaking of getting back to things, what masterful decisions have you guys made about being second level characters? Frank, I believe, was the first to toot his horn that he's second level. I'm sure Joe did a great job on your character. I intercepted that.
he did a great job building me da. Yeah. Seventh level fighter. Yeah, yeah.
Your camera
but no,
died.
Second level is all me. It's not died. I've got a shut off.
Oh.
Nobody wants to see me.
Yes, we want to see the ugly. We want to see the bearded face.
Let's see here. So me level 2 feat is intimidating glare. Yeah, so if I give someone a mean look, I can demoralize with a glare. When I do, the demoralized opponent loses the demoralization loses the auditory trait and gains the visual trait. I don't take a penalty if the creature doesn't understand my language. It's frightened one on a success, frightened two on a critical success. So, yay B.
And what does frightened do?
I think, Joe, if I'm not mistaken, that's a kind of a blanket minus one until the end of my turn.
Yes, that is until the end of your turn. End of next turn.
Okay.
Okay. And we covered hit points last game, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we went around and talked about everyone's new hit point totals.
Oh, yes, I think we did, yes.
Right. So, Matt Witt, what interesting new spells and stuff do you have?
Well, I swapped a couple things around in my repertoire. I got a familiar.
Did you now?
I did, yeah. I found one of these cutesy-ootsy-wootsy warg puppies. Just the most adorable little thing ever. Just a little ball of fur. And so I took it down to the summoning circle, and I sacrificed its soul in exchange for subservience. And,
what? What? Wait, what?
That's not so cute anymore.
Yeah, I know, eh? Like,
so, well, now he's going to stay a little cute, little like floofy warg puppy ball forever. So cute.
That's not nice. That's a whole bunch of not nice and not cool, dude.
Well, it was either that or put the thing down.
I still have the sack ready.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of that.
Rob seemed to be the bad guy last time, just talking about like offering right? puppies, but now like
they're warg puppies.
We're all having Winterfell fantasies. Yes. Everyone gets their own warg, lance around the landscape, riding abreast a beastly creature.
I'll just kick her out.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what about spells?
I swapped a couple things around. I also got a cool ass feat where I just like can detect magic at will.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, hey.
There's no way that's not gonna come in handy.
That's what I thought too. So I took that, and because of that I was like, well, I don't need to know that one anymore because I can just do it. Boom. So I swapped it out for Tanglefoot, figure that'll come in handy. And I learned another level one spell. So I took Burning Hands.
Ooh, shiny.
Ooh, fancy. Not Color Spray?
Not Color Spray. I know you guys are so hip to that spell, but I'm a little bit more of an elemental guy, you know, being dwarven.
Yeah. So what about Miros? What have you got that's new and exciting for your second level?
What?
Miros, second level.
Yeah.
What new abilities?
Albrecht, he's talking to you, I think.
Okay, he's first level.
Moving on.
Moving on. He's stuck at first level until you guys get him cured. Ryan, Masita, not the guy that got here, as opposed to like you know Miros. Yeah, so he's really,
yeah, no, he's deaf as fuck.
Yeah. I said no, it's devotion. I give you a hero point for that. That's definitely good. I think you're a good one. So everybody starts with a hero point. Ryan gets two this session.
You know Tiggers?
Yeah.
What do Tiggers do?
They bounce.
They do. You know what Miros does?
What?
He bounces. For my skill feat, I took Powerful Leap.
Okay.
I've increased a dwarf's vertical and horizontal jumping ability by 5 feet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's dunking. He's the Shaq of dwarfs now.
Awesome. So, gentlemen, I believe you wanted to head back to town. Yes? Yeah. Alex Stagram will stay here with the goblins. And you guys are going to escort the dignitary, little Miss Warble, back to Breach Hill, yes? After a night's rest?
As long as he doesn't make a call to punch drinkers while we're gone.
No.
Because, to be honest, I think that, you know, his people are punch drinkers.
Nope.
After we had that little incident.
He wasn't big on Asmodeus. He's big on the Knightly Order, but he's not big on Asmodeus.
No. We came across several closets filled with poison.
That's true. That is true. No, you leave the little ones to me. I'll be fine. It's fine.
I think they're good as dead.
Maybe. So we're leaving out Alex Stagram, the NPC, Hell Knight wannabe, fighter, second level. He was already second level when we started. Yep. And so we've got four dwarves headed back to Breach Hill. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay. Cutscene back.
And a human.
That drunken human that is going around. Cutscene back to Breach Hill itself. And we talked about a dwarf sullenly being marched to the hangman's noose. We've talked about a halfling ignoring this fact, a cleric, and she's drinking alone. We've talked about Alec popping up in the future with new evidence. And the identity of that dwarf is only known now, this morning, to one person. Mira of Flappy God. What's her name? What's the god's name? Shaylin? No.
Desna.
Right. Mira of Desna wakes early this morning, frantic, covered in sweat, tangled in her own blankets, and falls to the floor from her bunk. Her goddess granting her a vision once again. The last vision this woman had was the town burning. The world burned. And the very next day, what happened? Anyone?
The roof was on fire?
Yeah. The council burned down. I'm telling you that all besides the cutscene of someone visiting Calmont in a cell, all the cutscenes so far, I say, are you, Mira. You wake up in a cold sweat, Desna granting you another horrible vision of one of the four dwarves about to hang for murder and multiple charges.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Murder.
I leave town.
You're not going to warn them? These dwarves that were your comrades, you sang present.
Oh, my comrades.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
the dwarves.
My fluffy god, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the dwarves that like drank with you and you sang a prayer and danced on the bar.
You know what? I'll leave them a note.
Nothing says I care like a life-saving note.
You know what? It's better than nothing. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Right?
I will take it.
Where do you leave the note?
No. It's called the Post-it of the Future.
Of course.
Oh, which one? The Wizard's Grace?
Both of them.
The one we drink at.
Yeah, well,
Grace. That's all of them.
Yeah, that's multiple Post-its.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank Cheryl Ball for official of Dicewise Entertainment, executive producer, officially for ending her short cameo with us of Age of Ashes writer character. thank you so much for joining us, and yeah, hope you guys get
have
that
fun, gentlemen.
Get that
thanks,
note.
Cheryl.
Bye bye. Have fun.
So. Frank, does this mind you of the last cameo she did where she was playing the magical sword and you were playing your knight and the sword had to give up testimony?
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sensing a trend here. I'm sensing a trend. Leaving us hanging is that trend.
Well, might have something to do with disclusion, might have something to do with her being needed on Sunday nights instead of Friday nights for a bunch of our new shows.
It might be
something to do with Rob's new show in Starfinder, where Cheryl will be one of our cast members and playing the ship's pilot. But for right now, she's just a disgruntled, half-mad, vision-granted little halfling that just thinks you guys are too much trouble. Until someone leaves you a note. So, arriving back at town, here at Breach Hill, the sun still in the early morning sky, you guys coming in along the north road gate here.
And we're kind of laden with gear, right? If I remember correctly, we're like packing a ton of stuff.
We have like, you know, the rucksack? We don't have a wagon. So imagine it's like two sticks with a bunch of banding.
Yes,
of course, Frank. I'm not going to contest that. But currently, we have two pieces of wood with a bunch of leather between it. And I'm imagining I'm the one who's hauling it.
So
didn't we grab a couple goblins to haul it?
Because they're not strong enough.
Five, six.
But they're not our slaves.
No, they're doing.
We haven't indentured them yet.
Yet.
Yeah, I left my little disciples doing push-ups. And they better be doing push-ups when I get back.
Yep, right. So we head back into town. We're dragging all this loot. We've got wargs on makeshift leashes.
Might be biting ankles.
We are styling.
Oh, yeah.
We are that
the
kind
heroes
of...
The hero's returned.
Right? That kind of ramshackle hero as he rolls back into town, overlaid with treasure. That's us.
Yeah.
It's not fantastic treasure, but it's treasure.
That's right. Low-level treasure is treasure. Yeah. I'll not have any disputing our treasures.
I found several stones. of various shapes and sizes. Where is my vendor to buy these?
Yeah, one certain blue stone gem that we attach to somebody's axe.
If Frank can make that blue stone go away, he just needs to do a certain thing with his axe.
That's right. I just need to Hassan chop.
Yeah, he just needs to shoot it off. So, what's the plan? So you guys are dragging as much crap. Like, you're talking about like all the leftover armor that wasn't put together in this shoddy Hell Knight Dwarven menagerie? Are you talking about tons of
everything
books,
that's not nailed down.
Books, dead bodies.
It's real simple. Tapestry off the wall, fill it full of stuff, pull the corners together, and drag.
Okay, well, these are old. Like, these are very, very old tapestries.
Then I use my tent. There you go.
You brought a tent?
I have a tent in my bedroll.
Really?
What
kind of bulk is that?
Sorry, sorry, that was my other character. But no, we can serve bedrolls. Do the same thing to bedroll. Fill it up with the stuff that's most valuable and use it as a makeshift sack.
Okay.
I'm saving my little sack for the wargs.
Okay, as long as you guys have the raw materials, enough burlap, enough sticks or whatever, you know, I'm not worried about the engineering aspect and the dragging and the damage and all that, you know, or the multiple trips. I'm just worried about, like I said, do you have the giant black or red and white checkered tablecloth to do up like a hobo on the end of a little stick, as it were, and march into town? So, yeah.
Bedroll will do it. And each one of us should have at least one bedroll, so...
Drawing many curious stares coming in the west gate here. Now, can you guys see this up here, the wall break at the top, the northwest gate?
Yeah.
Right?
We're kind of strutting in like the victorious kings we are.
Yeah, sure. To where? What's headquarters for you guys?
The bar.
Well,
that's our first stop.
Which one?
King's
we King. Exhausted our dwarven spirits killing spiders and... all sorts of foolish things. Terrible, terrible use of alcohol, in my opinion.
Okay. The Wizard's Grace is the tavern that we frequent last time. Niles, are you
consistent? Yeah, Cadence Keg. Let's go there. It's just down the street.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually the center of town. So if you guys take there are four bridges that cross the river, which splits the town pretty much in half. And the Northern Bridge, which is not far from the Northern Gate, go around this little mansion here. Heading east and then head south along this road in the sort of the center of the northern portion of town, we have a rousing, well-kept tavern, one of Breach Hill's most popular places.
GM, I am keeping one wary eye open for... Well, you already know who I'm keeping my eyes open for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's okay. You're with your kin, right? Wasn't that the all-saving...
Yeah.
That certain family is actually... near the on the other side of the river, just south of the second bridge. Just so you know.
Oh, I remember.
Okay. So heading into Cadence Keg, right?
Right.
The first thing you guys find out, if Niles hasn't told you, is what, Niles?
I've told him nothing. It's a surprise.
Oh, okay.
I can appreciate that.
Okay.
It's an amazing establishment. We drink,
three
be
drinks
merry.
For friends of him.
With good stories.
Okay.
Oh, we've got tales to regale you for days if there be free drink. Hi, Dahlgren. You've got stories for days, right?
I got more than stories. I got stories for years, and some of them are true.
Well, first things being first, can we cough up some coin and fix a... What's his name here? He can't hear. Miros.
Hi.
Miros.
Hi.
Hi. Point it here. Let's get you fixed.
Why you keep touching me like that?
Because you like it.
What? I cannot
too
hear.
Good, too good.
And I'm going to try to haul him off towards a...
No. Bad touch. Bad touch.
Okay. Yeah. Where Mara was from. They might... take him in there.
Or at Caden's Keg. We are clerics. Dwarven idiots.
why don't you give them the big reveal? This is more than just a tavern, gentlemen, Niles.
Yes, this is the temple of Caden.
It is. It's
also
almost...
a drink. It's also a drinking establishment.
Wait.
Yeah.
You worship at your place of drinking?
Damn straight.
That's awfully convenient.
What's your god's name?
Caden Callens.
He says in Dwarven, you hear the accent? Huh?
You guys are wearing off on me.
We'll have to look into that.
He's saving a dwarf for his second character.
Is that the human god of convenience?
The human god of courage and drink.
Aye, the two seem to go hand in hand.
Can I make a society check to find out why everyone's just whispering around me?
We are soon to learn, gentlemen, that the freewheeling accidental god, Caden Kaelin, the proprietor, primary bartender, and head priestess, Niles introduces you to Madam Brian Taith.
Brienne of Tarth?
Brian of Taith.
Yes.
No. Brienne of Tarth.
No, it's Bryn. Bryn Taith.
Of Tarth.
Bryn Taith.
I put it in the chat. Tell me then.
Taith.
Yeah. So, about getting me cousin's earring working again. What kind of coin will that cost us?
That I don't know.
She slaps Niles hard on the back. Whap! And like the kind of whack you think the kid would lose his teeth. Like, whack! Oh, come on, Niles! You know the fee, first off, is a good tale. Leaning in, wanting to hear the story of how you guys got your comrade deafened.
May I present the party? They can tell marvelous tales. Especially this one with the bigger beard. Pointing.
I'll take the time to regale with the tale of our travels.
Oh, Dahlgren! How have you been, lad? I haven't seen you in a while. Now, her dwarven is a bit airy, but she is trying.
I've been a bit busy. Got some business of my own to take care of. But like I said, if you could help my friend out, I promise you a couple of stories tonight.
Well, as long as they're fresh stories and not your usual humdingers, I'll say the first round to you is on the house.
But our friend really does need his hearing fixed.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll have a look at them, but first, let's hear the tale. So she motions you guys towards one of the larger tables, gets you guys seated.
I will take out my instrument and head towards the stage.
Okay. So while he's tuning up and she serves you guys drinks, and Dahlgren gets his first round for free for performing. That was him, not like you guys get a round. Once she sort of like, you know, sets you guys straight with, you know, blowing the froth off and relaxing for a second, then she will listen to the tale and come over and stand and pull up a stool next to Anvilbender.
Is that performance, Jeff? I don't know what the DC is. I'm just regaling them with the tale. I'll start with...
What'd you get?
A 12.
Well, you're just putting the bare bones of the story together. You know, sing it in B-flat, you know, that type of thing. It's your first telling. It's fine.
And come back with us peeking through the door and taking on those doggies in the first room and then going from there.
Okay. So while she's listening, have you guys ever been to, like, the doctors where they don't put you up on the bench, they put you, like, on a chair and they scoot up beside you and they get the little... like, you know, poke it in your ear with the little nozzle, you know, and they're looking at it, right? So picture you guys drinking around a table, right?
An otoscope?
Yep. She actually gets Niles, because he's one of the clerics here, to sort of, like, help. He could sit with you and be a customer, as it were, but if he, like, helps serves the drinks and helps with the other customers while she's busy with you guys, that's part of his duties, right? So Niles is around. He's here enough to listen to any conversation and jump up if he wants, but don't also assume that Niles is sort of like, you know, around the room, as it were. And she scoots up a stool right next to you there, Anvil Bender. Now then, big click of the knuckles. Let's have a look at you.
I'm into Dahlgren's story. Okay. I am hurting to try to hear this man's tales.
Okay.
So I am oblivious to this damsel lying up beside me.
All right.
I think he's going to get to some good part.
Okay.
Albert.
You just want to hear about your raven chest hair and the mighty battles you've had.
Albert, did he get to the good part yet? Albert.
I just swat his hand away, shake my head.
Albrecht, don't forget the part where we came upon Fort Blanket. Hey, that's a good one.
Oh, that wee lass in sight. Fearsome one she was.
Whoa. She had a bite like your mom.
Yeah, old teeth and claws.
Why are you guys whispering left and right? Little schoolgirls, I don't get it. All of a sudden you've been quiet this whole time.
Perhaps he's not just deaf. It's done some brain damage.
Hold him still, I can barely look at him.
I'll offer Miro some mug as she goes to pawn at his ear. Now stay still. Drink this.
Okay.
Hey.
So, a little bit of medicine for me, and I'm fairly certain there's not much I can do for him medically. However, Caden provides blessings more than just sustenance and drink, gentlemen. Through prayer and the power of Caden, I believe I can heal this man. For a fee, of course.
To the power of Caden! Clang.
About now, I'll break into the part about the Noposaurus.
Right.
And see one's great kill.
Yeah, yeah. No, the crowd, the sort of mourning crowd, you know, that's having more water and biscuits or whatever, you know, like the morning tea crowd with
liquid drink. Bread for breakfast. Yeah,
exactly, you know, like the drink before I go
Dolgren,
to work.
You can't tell a tale for sheep.
What'd you get?
Sorry about that. Where should I pick it up?
You're forgetting the best part. Off the top rope, axe in both hands. Fionn twaying the beast in two.
Do you want to get a pair and do a duet? Come now.
That's why they call him Dahlgren, because his tails are so dull.
Who said that?
Heckling the well, your own dwarves are heckling you, dude, so people are just sort of adding on, you know. Call them out as soon as they pop up. I don't want to hear just the good numbers.
24.
Guys. Okay.
I give the lad a chance. Quiet down. He's just getting warmed up.
There we go. I got my
many apologies, Dorgan. Continue your tale.
Well, I now have to get down to the stories of the freezing to the frost ray. What was that? Was that your token spell you used?
Magic missile, I think.
Was it magic missile? Which one? I can't remember which one it was. Was it magic missile?
Don't get me wrong, I'm pretty cold in the hands, but no, on this adventure,
magic missile
was my favorite spell.
Okay. Talk about how heavy these flashing orbits of light.
So, would I make a performance check against him?
Come again.
Do you dance?
Not willingly, but I mean, due to the fact that I am kind of blithely unawares of my audio surrounding, my timing for my laughs is like, yeah, I'm off. I started in a shanty. No one's singing a shanty.
I start to sing. Starts to sing out of tune. I get what you're doing to me now.
And unintentionally, I'm blissfully deaf.
Say, Owen.
Hey.
Could you give him a whack, please? He seems to be broken worse than usual.
I'll turn to him, hand him another drink. Here, drink this and shut your trap.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, ole. Hey, yo, Theoan. Man with the blue axe.
There we were. I'll kind of interject. There we were. Dolgren. Just puts his hand
over his mouth.
Dolgren, back me up with some music. There we were.
You know it.
Just past Fort Blanket, in the belly of Citadel Alderaan, we rose up the gates, and before us was a dragon. No, not a dragon, but something similar. It crawled out of the water and tried to snap at us, but Ulbreich struck it down with magic. Muros ran up and gave it his chop. And I finished him off with me axe while Dolgren did. Well, what did you do? Oh, yeah, you crossbowed him. It died there by the swamp to which it was birthed. But was it birthed there, I ask you? We never did find out. And I'll turn and take another drink.
The whole place is silent and leaning in. Dolgren takes note. And everybody says...
Okay, I guess I'll pick up the story from there. That's a bit better. 22.
All right. So, thanks to the save and some of the stuttering up and down, even badly, like there's 9 and there's a 7. You get things going with like an 8, stalling a bit. 24. You know, first draft.
You've got to warm up the crowd.
Yeah. Having the subjects of your tale here heckling you at first and then backing you up.
When they chime in, I just burst into a few chords to make their tale sound even better.
Wonderful. All right. So, about that healing, Mr. Gibson.
Back on the hook.
Okay, yeah. So it's
pretty much 12 gold pieces for a second level scroll. So if we're looking for a second level spell, it'll be 12 gold pieces.
12 gold pieces.
Holy shit, I'm not sure if he's worth that much, alive or dead.
What? I know. Legit. What? I can't hear what you're saying. You're mumbling again there, Theon. I thought your aunt smacked that out to you.
Well, I'm just doing some quick calculations. You shut up and drink.
Wait a minute. We have forgotten something important. We did complete a task that we were sent to do. We caught that wee little halfling red-handed. Knife to the goblin lass's throat. If I recall correctly, we're all the reward for that. And I don't know about you, but I think 12 gold pieces seems a pretty, at least fair, awarding for a task of such gallant nature.
You have to speak with Greta Gardenia, the president of the council, promised you on those terms.
Well, this is true. On that note, gentlemen, we do have some other business to attend to. Shall I leave you here and make my way there alone, or would a couple of you like to accompany me?
Ole, 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 ole!
I'll stay here with Miros.
So, Joe, about costs of healing.
So, depending on the spell, do you believe he wants lesser restoration?
There is a spell that cures blindness and deafness.
There is a direct...
And I think it's like second level, isn't it?
Correct.
If it's second level, then it's 12 gold pieces.
So 120 gold, which is 12 silver?
12 gold pieces, not 120 gold.
I thought silver was the go-to in this.
It is 12 gold pieces.
Oh, so I see. 120 silver.
Yeah. Which is like ye old 120 gold. Okay, I get you.
I've got 5.
I have 53.
Then he can pay for himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did not see
his own. Yeah, I didn't have a lot. I didn't spend a lot of money at the very beginning, guys.
Because he's wearing nothing except robes and sandals.
Do you remember the chest hair? I spent money on conditioner.
Oh, well then, Miros, heal thine self.
No one's asked me for money. All the old people keep trying to hug my head.
Yeah, but that's still not enough.
I have 53 gold pieces.
Oh, gold. Gold.
Oh,
he's rich.
Gold.
Yeah, some bitch. I'm rich.
Oh, heal himself.
Well, since he can't hear us to say no, hey, we'll be drinking on him tonight.
I would imagine.
I remember
Theon
hoarding your starting gold. I don't remember anything about hoarding your starting gold money. What the hell is this?
I bought javelins. That was it.
Well, I hope you bought pants. Or does this chest hair go like to your knees?
Well, don't you want to know?
You see those old cartoons where it's just like the old homeless guy and he's bald, he's got the beard and the mustache, and the beard goes like right down to his knees, and you just see legs, bandy legs sticking out. It's like, is that what we've been dealing with this whole time?
You'll find out when I work my kegels.
Unfortunately.
What?
Yes.
I told you. I took Albright. The feet and jumping.
Corbin kegels. Oh, God.
Albright, did you manage to scare up a list of goods that we brought back?
Oh, somewhere. Where did I find that? That was in the...
I think that was in the notes.
There it is, right there.
Meta aside, I will deduct the 12 from Morosa's gold.
Okay, do it.
But well, I'm expecting to roleplay this one out.
Sure.
And then we'll go... I'll go with Albright as we leave to...
Albrecht.
Do what a business he's to done.
Albrecht.
I'll mispronounce your name.
It hurts every time.
Albrecht.
There you go. It has to hurt when you say it. Actually, we've got a pretty good bag of stuff here. We've got Cheater's Elixir, 4 Dark Vision Elixirs, 1 Jade Cat,
yeah,
a low-grade Silver Flail, a Potency Crystal, which I believe that's what I affixed to your axe, correct?
Is that what? Yeah.
Okay. And then a standard-grade Silver Longsword. This can be some pretty good
some good loot
stuff. A full writing set.
Oh, that's got to be worth something.
Yeah. And what else do we got here? I think that's it. I think so. Yeah, the rest of the stuff were like potions of healing that we decided to keep.
Good idea.
I have an owlbear's talon. Maybe worth some money. Owlbear talon.
Huh?
I'm not quite sure what that's worth, but what the heck? It'll look great in the trader's window.
Or as an alchemical ingredient for a spell.
Who in the what now? All right. So,
welcome to level one. We keep dander.
Niles, she says, get me the good brandy from the top shelf. Spell component, you know. You guys cough up the money. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Niles brings her the bottle. Yes, Joe?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, I know this is a little bit above your strength to face, Niles, but pay close attention. So, she starts pouring the drink, and she just starts... It's more of a chanting murmur, you know. In Caden we trust. Press against my...
drink. Bust! Bust! I know the song.
And then she does the, like, the toothbrush swish. Right? And just, like, leans in and just sprays it all over the side of your ear. And then slaps, claps, jams her finger in your ear. By the power! Slaps the other hand right across your face and your forehead. Heal this man! Right? And then while all this distraction is going on, just Miros, you swear that her hand that's, you know, not doing the big faith heal on the front of you comes out of your ear and slides maybe a little low on your back.
Yeah.
But, hey, all said and done, you're a little moist. And to finish off the spell, she leans in just to test your hearing and says,
run. That'll be 15 gold.
That'll be 12 gold.
Oh, what? You molested me, and you want me to pay you. Last I checked there, the molest needs to go the other way around.
Well, that's true. I suppose if Dahlgren's tale is true, I'll honor the customary tradition of Breach Hill and grant you a 5% discount.
That'll be 12 gold.
Minus 5%. Yeah. Off your drinks. Yeah, 5% off your drinks, but you're still paying full price for the healing. No, off the drinks,
shut
off the
up
healing.
And pay the loss. Yeah. You can hear now, can't you?
Hey, I can always hear. I noticed you've been not mumbling your words.
Thick as a goddamn anvil. Your namesake is so true. How can somebody live so much up to their ancestry? You... Do your ancestors proud, me?
I know I do my ancestors proud there. That's why me ma sent me to look after you.
Right, put your helmet back on, lad.
I don't wear a helmet. What are you talking about?
You're going to need one.
You know what's bugs in my ears? At least you want to go out toe-to-toe with the old Muros here.
If by toe-to-toe you mean your hand, my axe?
Oh yeah, I mean my hand, your face. That's what I'm talking about.
You remember what happened to... Cousin Aris, don't you?
Oh, Aris. I haven't heard that name in a decade at least. What was his son? Oh, Jackson.
Oh, Jackson. I remember Jackson. He was the wee thing last time I saw him.
Legend in the clan.
Aye. He boxed me paw real good. Right in the face.
Aye. You'll be getting one of those too, only it's not my hand. It'll be me ox.
Aye. I'll give you a proper Jackson in the face there. You keep talking the way you were 5 minutes ago.
Jackson,
you couldn't hear me 5 minutes ago.
Jackson, I just thought of something. And I reach into my cloak and pet my little furry puppy. I think I found you a name, laddie.
Call me Ennis. Ennis is a much nicer name than Jackson.
Okay, dial it back, you know. Shout out to Jackson Harris, one of our Age of Ass's patrons. But, you know, I got to save something for the higher tiers, you know what I'm saying? You name a puppy at with one tier, I have nothing left for the higher ones.
That's true. You know what? $50 Patreon subscriber guy. You get to name my puppy.
It's not a euphemism.
So adding,
or is it?
Adding or is to, it? Yes. Adding, there you go. Adding to the platinum rank of our, we have our $5 tier, our $10 tier, our $20 tier, and the $50 tier. Not only do you get all the benefits of, and you should check it out at, www.patreon.com/rollmongers, where Rollmongers and Dice Wizard Entertainment are putting together 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, geez, are we almost to like 9 podcasts here? Free entertainment. We're trying to give you a taste to the new year right now, trying to stream them Now, our go-to are podcasts. We are breaking into video. We are new at live streaming, and we humbly apologize for the technical lateness that we constantly ensue on a Friday night. But come the new year, decisions to be made, new podcasts to be begun, and new live streams will become stable. And the best way everyone can help us is listen, subscribe, follow, tell your friends, and if you can spare a dime, brother.
Patreon! And you can name my puppy! Name it! It shall be known until one of you stands to take the place as unnamed puppy familiar.
Just call him Wee Lad in the meantime.
That's a mouthful.
Yes. So, how long does Niles entertain the new customers? Drain of coin, offering homage to the god Caden, because, you know, commerce, drink flowing in, these clerics will, you know, entertain, heal, and much more as long as the day is long. I mean, it was morning. You guys rolled in here like 10, 11 after the long walk here. You know, like, you guys got all day.
All day to drink. Yeah. We had a proper dwarven lunch.
Yeah. Okay. So,
more tales.
Yeah,
barley,
yeah.
Check. Hops, check. Wee bit a single malt, check.
The day, wait. Yeah, the day wears to the afternoon. And I would say about 1 o'clock, one hour past high sun. You guys have been here for like 3 or 4 hours, right? The morning crowd has come and gone, the work shift, the afternoon lunch tea crowd has come here, and you guys have been here drinking. Caden Jaylee.
Just getting started.
Okay. Yeah.
We're trying to rise the town.
So the town guard comes in. Three men scan the bar. Two flank the door and stay there. And one approaches the proprietor, Breen, herself, and has a quiet word. She looks alarmed at first. She shakes her head, gestures towards you guys, and, you know, just seems to get into conversation. Other patrons don't find this really, like, they're not like all scrambling and running or whatever. They're just kind of drinking, looking on curiously. These guys are obviously on duty, and these guys are obviously, you know, want something of Brienne in the establishment. So Brienne comes over and introduces one of the sergeant of the guard. Any idea who this might be, guys? Is something familiar about him?
I've never seen him before in my life.
No?
Did you guys ever want me to explain to you exactly what an acorn is? It's essentially a tree in a nutshell.
Ho, 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 ho. Terrible.
I know. It's a corny joke.
Oh, ho, ho. Okay, that one's pretty good.
Even
that was
pretty good.
Boo. It's not a great time for the captain of the guard to, like, or sorry, sergeant of the guard to, like, roll up on you guys. You're spelling, like, really bad.
Oh, sorry. Forgive our manners. Would you like a drink?
Breen says, gentlemen, this is Sergeant, and before she could even say his name, he cuts him off and says,
that'll be fine, Breen. I'm here to do my job, not on official business, but on official business. Gentlemen, we would like to take you down the government buildings for some questioning.
Not the building that burnt down, right?
No, that's town hall. That's the council. We have other buildings. Pretty sure.
Are they made of wood?
Wood, stone. Anyway, are you going to be trouble?
No, it's made of stone.
Right. Then you lot are with us. Anyway.
Are they taking it?
Well, you said you'd like to take us down.
Yeah.
No.
Drink more.
Hey, I'm only halfway through my flagon. You're going to let me finish my drink first, at least, lad.
I'm going to stealth up this.
Albrecht, I'm not done on my cider. Can he wait? He can wait, right? I don't want to put my wrong foot forward. I don't know which one it is, but
man,
I know
the man
can tell
bristles
me.
As if you were mocking him.
No, I'm talking to Albrecht. You get out of this.
No, I meant I'm finishing my drink. Stall. Can I have that stealth roll, Rob? I did hear you as he's trying
Thank
to stealth
it. I'm going to the back door. I'm out of here.
Fuck you.
The ancient dwarven art of stealth called fuck you.
Well, he sneaks away. No one sees him, right? But with his
8.
right? You deer,
as,
you guys.
As I step off the stage, I fall.
He gets off the stage. He falls. No one hears or sees. Picks himself up. gets to the back room. But as soon as he gets to a door, we hear that back door bang open like he kicked it Theoan style. Boom!
That's the one.
Dwarven style.
Dwarven style.
Works every time. Look, it's drawn their attention.
Yeah.
Comes back, we're all gone.
Yeah. I understand how you boys feel very high and mighty right now. We've been hearing the rumors about y'all, but we would like you to come downtown to be questioned now.
Right. I am going to finish my drink, and then I will go with ye for the questions. It's a simple prospect. You know what kind of work we just did for you folks. We answered your call of heroes. You best treat us like the heroes we are. And with that, I chugged the shit out of my drink.
Theon.
Hey. I'm finishing my drink.
Yeah. Rock, paper, stone. If it becomes a bell end, who gets to deal with them? You're you.
Well, I don't think it's going to come to axes and faces now, is it?
No, but it's just in case. It's the only plight that we figure it out now. Ma raised no rude dwarf.
That's right, lads. Manners first.
You cheat. You cheat every time. Why you choose paper? You know I like my stone. Yeah, damn. Cheat.
Because you're predictable. I'll turn to the captain. All right. Well, we're unruly, but we're basically law-abiding. Lead the way.
He nods. And they, you know, they wait you out, smiling. Let you finish, you know, let El get most of his drink in him. But as they escort you out, he doesn't say to Al, but he does say to you, Theon, who did cooperate. He says, your kin are considered heroes, and I'm sure you're enjoying the discount and all that. But your heroes appointed by the council. And the council summons you. And the council is who we represent. Bear that in mind while you're throwing away your new fancy weekend title. Anyway, they march you outside, right?
Theon, one more time.
Oh, when I get up, I slap a silver down on the table for my drinks.
Okay.
Damn it!
You never tell me, did I make it to the back
damn
door?
It!
Yeah.
Okay.
You were probably noticed with your 8, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I got noticed.
Yeah, you got noticed.
I'm out.
You're outside. And guess what you see outside, out the back? Oh, the same thing that we see now out the front. A dozen guards surround the establishment, gentlemen, not taking any chances. They did not want to provoke you by marching a whole contingent in here. They came in with 3 guys, asked real nice, waited out, remind you of your place. And as soon as you guys step outside in public view, so there's none of this, oh, we were, you know, police brutality, bro, all that kind of crap. You guys are out in public. People are walking, going about their day. And a lot of people are rubbernecking, looking at these guards. We've got 6 out front and 4 or 6 out back, 2 in the corners. So, Rob, Dahlgren, you know, boom, out the back. You're free. You turn, and it's like a guy in the alley. And you turn the other way, and there's like, this cool guy's on the street. They just walk up, smile. Council would like to speak with you. So we round up some dwarves. Unless you guys would like to be something known as something other than heroes of this town publicly this day.
Though I'm way too drunk for this.
Theon beat me. I gotta wait for his point first.
Manners first.
And then
don't light nobody on fire.
Okay.
Until I hear at least a logical explanation for this nonsense.
Well,
and here I come around the corner with my 4 or 5 guards.
Yep.
Boys, I think we're gonna have to go downtown.
Oh, you found him! In here, I thought we lost Dolphin.
Yep. They line you guys
up. I tried to get lost.
They line you guys up like they're their honor guard, but you are surrounded. As far as the public is displayed, they're almost like clearing traffic for you. Make way for the heroes, you know, that kind of thing. They honor guard you guys all the way down to what's standing as, you know, what's standing is our sort of our public work / jail / you know, impromptu council.
Due to the fact that the last one burnt down.
Because it was made of wood.
Like, we've had the snowstone discussion several times, laddie. Can we drop it?
The council is assembled, and not so formally. You just note that all the members are there. Okay. And with guards flanking her, Greta Gardenia approaches you. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on such short notice. Niles.
Well, it seems we didn't have much of a choice.
Yes, and I do apologize. But first things first. Joe, Niles, you were not asked to go. Do you accompany?
I don't. At a distance.
Okay.
I go with Niles.
Sorry, it's just the song popped in my head, right? At a distance, the dwarves are marched away. And I don't know their fate. At a distance, I'll drink from yesterday. Okay.
Is the whole council is here?
The dwarf that you save personally, Dahlgren. Passani.
I give one of these to Passani.
Okay. He's talking with a bunch of people. He glances your way. Smiles.
You've been warned.
So, first things first, says Greta. Anyway, they bring you in, and the guards go from what seems to be standoffish, aloof, and put-offish to organized. And like I said, they cover exits there. You know, you guys do feel you're being herded. But they give you, nice comfy seats as best they can conjure up in this dwelling. The council lines up in front of you. And she calls the order of business. And you guys are, have been escorted downtown to attend a council meeting. First order of business, says Grenin Gardenia. The heroes, the dwarves that came to us from Five Kings Mountains, have returned. Our young Warble... Anyway, Warble is like an old goblin lady. She like teeters, to us in good health and with good news. Warble tells us that, the goblins had been found. And she goes through the notes in the minutes, the long-winded version of, you did your task that we asked for you. We are grateful. Very long-winded, speeches and making it all official as they can. People take note of everything that's said, done. They ask your names for the record. And to identify yourself for the record, there's a sketch artist there, like the court sketch artist with the crayons. I don't know why they give sketch artists at court pencil crayons. I mean, well, the CGI where they have these days. You ever notice that, like on the news? No one? They're still giving
because there's no cameras allowed in courts. Everyone knows that.
So scribbling with making Theon look angry with their crayons. scribbling.
Because crayons make the Owen angry.
Crayons do make the Owen angry. They look like stone, but they're not.
So, she had offered you guys 10 gold pieces for contacting the Bumble Brashers. So, Treasury comes forward with one little pouch with 10 gold coins in it and presents it to the dwarves. Whomever shall take it. Party Aldrich. Gold. 10 gold.
Aldrich.
For the job
I got it.
Contacting the Bumble Brashers and letting us know their fate and all is well. This is wonderful news. Second order of business. For tracking down the arsonist, Calmont. And for bringing him back alive for questioning. Another 10 gold pieces is awarded to the party officially from, the treasury.
Hoo-ah.
Mm-hmm. This is like 200 gold of ye old edition money. It's 200 silver if you want to.
We're getting drunk tonight, lads. Sorry, carry on.
No, it's fine. Now, you guys already got a little bit of stuff up front, like for the fire. They had kind of semi rewarded you guys for the fire. 10 gold for the Bumble Rushers, 10 gold for Calmont, and it is for questioning. And here we are. Calmont is in custody, and they have questioned him. And now they finally get to the reason why you've been called here. Not just to be rewarded publicly, or like in the law offices, the government cuts you a check. There you go. But they would like to call to order the third, of today's business. They call to the stand a witness. Some woodcutter comes forth and claims that Calmont had been acting very strangely for several days before he disappeared and then popped up the day of the fire. So they question him on this. What do you mean strange? I mean, he's always been sullen and kept to himself and a little grumpy and worked for the bookseller. And they're all acknowledging that. And they give a profile of what Calmont is like. It doesn't sound like the dude is much better than the asshat that you met. besides lighting fires and being all like really, oh, I would have got away with it too kind of thing. The guy sounds like pretty much a douchebag and the town knows it. But they start on with this sort of like very, very strange, like talking vacantly and not looking you in the face when he spoke to you. Like he wasn't using his own voice. And they elaborate. And they bring forth witness after witness after witness of how Kelmont acted very, very weird for like 3 or 4 days, then disappeared, and then popped up, right? Someone saw him set the fire, and then he turned up and you guys tracked him down. The council have a discussion about this and talk amongst themselves. They talk about magic. They talk about enchantment. They talk about coercion. They talk about blackmail. They talk about, you know, what Kelmont would have to gain personally by burning down the council hall in his own town, where he was, well, I wouldn't say a respectable citizen, but where, you know, he was making a living. He was a bookseller's apprentice. You know what I mean? And how this seems out of character for him. The council talk about how it is possible he was blackmailed or coerced or possibly magically controlled or enchanted. They ask anyone here, including you guys, is there anything, does anyone have any evidence that can support this or negate it?
Could I have a minute with my cousin?
Sure, you guys have just been like witnessing all this go down, you know, in the front row.
Albrecht.
Hi.
You remember how he was going on about having some sort of a portal buried underneath that citadel?
Shut your mouth, lad.
I'm just saying.
Just shut your... Don't talk about... We don't...
I know, but I'm just saying.
Some things need to be kept secret. This
but they're talking about things that would lead to reason for him doing what he was doing.
Right.
And he's going for an acquisition.
Mr. Anvilbender. The whispering becomes, you know, like you get like they call for everyone and everyone's really quiet going, I don't know, maybe. And people are muttering. And then you guys get into this like heated mutter of like, shut up. Right. So it's like, Mr. Anvilbender, please, Oi. If you have anything at all to add for or against today's third order of business, you know, supporting that he might have been enchanted or proof or something that like, no, we saw this, we heard this or, you know, something, anything would be a great help to us. You realize that as heroes, you guys, your words will be taken very seriously, whether it's pro or con.
Oi, that's why I wanted...
You guys are arguing amongst yourselves about, you know, what to say, so...
We're having a discussion as we do. Not
so...
One...
You guys are, like, muttering in Dwarven, I get it, yeah, but...
Oi.
Theon?
We was having a family discussion. Not one to taint the field as it is. Knowing that if we say something, it could sway a vote one way or t'other. Before we threw in a stone, I wanted to make sure that we were in clear conscience before we threw it in.
Are you?
Isn't that right?
I'm sorry, Mr. Anvilbender, are you saying that you, if you do know something, you're actually contemplating withholding evidence from the council?
I'm making sure that when I speak common, that it's going to be commonly understood.
She looks over.
Sorry, but that was brilliant.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good. She looks over. You guys notice that she does shoot a glance all the way down the table at the dwarf, who can obviously understand. He might not be able to hear you clearly, right? But obviously the dwarf on the council can understand you guys if you guys are, you know, speaking loud enough to hear. Anyway, she shoots this guy a glance and he just nods. Anyone else? So as if like, all right, well, you know, like let you have your little chat and she starts.
If you're saying that he's been acting weird these last few... Have you checked out his house? Perhaps he found something that's bewitched him? People that he knows, this bookseller. Have you talked to any of these people?
Yes. How long has he been in custody? Like 24, like it was like you guys, maybe a 24-hour period, really? Because like it was the day before you guys marched him back, came back and spent like one day. So we've had one day to investigate this. And it was really that evening, unbeknownst to you guys, but known to the audience, that a certain someone may have approached him in his jail cell and started putting ideas in his head. So really they've had like one day tops, one night minimum, but they're assuring you that like, you know, we know him, we've looked into him, you know, that kind of thing. And again, they have these witnesses. These are people that like interact with him on a daily basis. You know, he buys his milk from the milkman. He, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Esteemed council members, you seem to have a point here or you're keeping something to yourselves. that you don't seem to want to share with us. Speak plain, like Miros asked.
I thought it was plain enough. We're here to debate whether Calmont's actions were of his own doing, or whether he was forced, coerced, or magically enchanted to do so.
We brought him in. That's all my cousins did.
Yes.
Was bring him in.
Yes. We thank you for that. And we would ask you, as heroes, you know, to give us your spin on it. You captured, what was he doing when you captured him? How did he act when he came back here? You know, like,
those are all great questions, and I agree, someone should be looking into them.
We are.
And you've brought before you the correct group of individuals.
Right.
Now, for every job that you've hired us to do, we've done. Yes. I think well. Now, if this is something you'd like us to look into, I'm sure we can come to an arrangement.
I think you misunderstand the council. You're here to give, if you're willing, says looking at Miros, testimony because you've come in contact with the accused. We value your opinion. We sent you to track him down, which you did. You've been exposed to him. You've witnessed his actions. There is contemplation here with the council that, you know, perhaps his actions aren't his own doing. Could you give credit or discredit to that account? That is all we are asking. That is why you were brought here.
I'm no expert in halfling affairs, no in the ways of magic. But
no, you
we'd
know
be
what?
Willing to look into it.
Theoan, I do happen to have a little bit of experience in the ways of magic and sorcery. To be honest, it never crossed my mind to even check. Did anybody see if he was bewitched? Does he have a spell upon him? And I'll use my innate ability of detecting magic. Is he here?
No, not in the council room this time.
Okay.
Do it anyways.
Bring him forward. Let's see if he's been enchanted in some way, shape, or form. I mean, I can't be the only mage in this town who's had a chance to look at him.
Exactly. We have checked him out. Gentlemen, as we said before, we have looked into this. She looks directly at Dahlgren. If you have personal reasons not to give evidence to condemn him, or personal reasons, whatever they may be, not to, shall we say, give us a reason to discredit today's business, I would still urge you, as a town member, Dahlgren Truth Seeker. And she starts on your name, Truth Seeker. And our guests from the Five Mountains, please, if you have anything to say or witness events of Calmont, now would be the time to bring them and shed light upon them.
Absolutely. I think it was greed. Greed of his own, a greed of someone else's, but something drove him to it.
I want to mutter to Albrecht.
I agree.
Albrecht, it doesn't seem to me like there's something fish going on here. I don't feel like he's the one being persecuted.
It would seem their eyes are casting in a direction different than what I would have expected them to.
Well, you guys are paranoid.
I look immediately at Miros.
Was it the cutscene of death? Was it the cutscene of death where you guys are like, you know,
Theoan, on the count of three, one more time, okay?
It was him.
Perhaps I have erred in my cutscenes, because I'm sensing a lot of meta here, gentlemen. They rudely interrupted your drinking, sure. They called you heroes. We're heroes. Yeah, you are. So how about, you know, living up to that name and representing yourselves down here? You were exposed to the guy that we have in jail, and we want to get to the bottom of something that's been brought to our attention. You guys have been, one's acting downright paranoid, and now you guys are like holding something to yourself. So again, she just tries to clear the air going, guys, if you have anything to say for or against this man's actions while you were in his company,
That could help us,
right? We have been looking into this. They have spell chanting.
He held a knife to a wee goblin lass's throat, threatened to kill her. We stopped him, packaged him up, and sent him back to town.
Yes.
I think those actions speak for themselves. If I don't see what if there's anything we could say aside from corroborating the fact that that's what he did.
But why? Why goblins that live on Hell Knight Hill? Why is the bookseller missing? And why you say greed? Yes, Voz, the owner of the bookseller.
Oh, wait.
We've been unable to contact his employer.
No one mentioned this before. A bookseller, someone else is missing.
She has been known to, you know, go out of town, come back. That's what Calamont's for. Watches the shop quite a bit. She travels, collects books.
Either it sounds like we're looking for another missing person, or you want us to rough up a halfling. Neither. Which I'm happy to do either.
She rubs her brow. Gentlemen, I'm sorry if the proceedings here in this human village are unlike you're used to experiencing in the Dwarven Mountains. So let me make something...
If you've got something to say, come out and say it.
For the third time, if you have any testimony, any answers, or any queries concerning the actions of Calmont, besides speculation, towards what we've already presented, that he could possibly have been blackmailed, coerced, magically enchanted. I really don't know how we could spell this out. Anyway, she turns to the dwarf, and the dwarf starts telling you this all in Dwarven.
We've said no.
You said, why? What are you talking about? Me? I really don't like being asked these questions. What are you trying to... This is what they're getting. A bunch of murmurs and blah, blah, blah. One of you, Theoan, said, well, I think it's just greed. Right? Ah, okay. Let's go with that. Greed. Why? Can we expand here, boys? The guy was a little shitworks.
They're greedy.
Let me spell it out for you, because obviously we're getting nowhere in roleplay. Dude is a little shit living second mark in a little town for a bookshop owner that's hardly there. And then the next day, he burns down a building, holds little goblins at knife point, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay?
Why? So, you're asking us why.
Yeah.
We don't fucking know.
Okay.
So stop asking us why, and let's just carry on with the proceedings.
All right. At Fukin, the guards bristle, and she just holds up a hand. Gentlemen, the council thanks you for your time. You are dismissed.
Right then, back to drinking lots.
That was strange, boys. Mighty strange.
Aye.
Right, go, off you go. The dwarf, the dwarven council members just look at you guys, shaking his head like, what are you guys doing?
He's been...
I'll stand up and kind of, you know, dust myself off. All right, we're done on this matter. But if you want me to find a bookseller, you'll know where to find us. And then we'll move out.
Okay. You guys head back onto the keg?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Not to.
No? That, Theo, one more time. Just so they know, yeah, you're a witch.
Hi!
I think I can read your mind.
Your mother slept with a snake, I know it.
So, a disgruntled party, feeling that their civic rights have been somewhat violated, head back to their drinking. Surly, understandable. They were making merry to be marched off for official council business on something that they thought they were done with. But obviously, there's more going on here than meets the eye. The dwarves, believing the council's withholding something. And when they sort of finally get to telling something related to something else, Vaz is missing, act very surprised. We know what the dwarves are hiding, but that's irrelevant. It's a matter of sense motive and NPCs as well as players shaping the story, because players can change even the actions of NPCs that are scripted by their own actions. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a fair game. It wouldn't be an organic game. And we'll see...
Wait. Theoan? Try this one. I want to do a one-handed handstand. And then rock, paper, scissors, room. I'm upside down. Okay?
As he goes to a one-handed stand, I'll just push him over and keep walking.
God damn it!
Wait, quit showing off.
My torque!
You're wasting valuable drinking time, lad.
The scene pulls up, and I don't like being raked over the coals. You know, I'll kind of talk as we move back to the bar.
The scene pulls up. You guys march all the way back to the bar, and the scene comes down maybe an hour later when you guys are discussing the events.
Sure.
You were saying
so? I'll look around to make sure there's no one too close that's got their ear turned towards us.
It's an all-in dwarven conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they have guards, like, right at the window, looking in. Yep. One's dwarven. Just staring at you guys.
It's the rudest dwarven conversation we can ever have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this bookseller's gone up missing. I'm not quite sure what to make of that, because if we were to understand the story as told to us, Calmont was working on his own. She'd be innocent.
From time to time, Faust goes in search of rare books. It's not uncommon.
Didn't Calmont work for a book conclusion. Owner?
Horse shit, I call. That's too much of a coincidence that he burns a building down and she up and goes.
at the same time. No, of course not.
She was, but she was here. She was here the other morning. She's only missing today.
Yeah, she's a halfling too, or was she? Do we? True seeker. Yeah,
that's
no.
That's the racist lad. That's the racist.
I have to ask these questions here.
Just because one stupid little halfling rolls around the town, setting places on fire and trying to stab wee goblin lasses in the neck.
Dahlgren, was she a human, or was she a halfling, or was she a, what was she, a gnome? A fae?
Human, I believe.
Another question I might have. What did Kelmot find that put him on this track of self-destruction? Was it a book, a paper, a map, a coin, an object? What?
He was raving about that passage in the basement of the Citadel, the Elf Gates.
He had to have read to him from it somewhere.
He found it in a book. We should. Find his home, raid it. That's a little unlawful, but I'm sure one of you two can figure that one out.
Well, let's go.
Well, let me finish my cider first, and I'd be not obliged to.
Let's wait till it's nice and dark. Humans can't see past their own fingertips when it's sundown.
true enough.
It's not growing up in tunnels, you know that.
And then maybe we'll be paying this Voss chick. Was that her name? Voss?
Using the old dwarven chick from the old West.
It's ancient dwarven, this Voss.
Voss is nowhere to be found. That's the problem. Exactly.
So let's maybe give her house a knocking on.
Hey, whatever happened to that Niles lad? Is he still kicking around here?
Well, if you're at his tavern / clerical establishment, he's there.
He's a server.
Yeah. He followed from a distance. He sat in the back. He witnessed everything. You know.
No. Niles would be sitting at the table with us.
Yeah, well, not if you're speaking in that gibberish.
We'll include him.
Drunk speak.
Yeah, we'll totally include him. We'll get him in on the mix, and we'll explain the sentiments that we gathered from the council meeting.
Every now and again, we'll just rib him and go, right? Yeah. Then 10 minutes of dwarven ribbing.
This is why the last cleric left you guys, because you're like, do-do-do-do-do, dwarven, right? Eh? She like, fuck this, left. There's Niles. Oh, I'm here drinking. There we go.
Well, and he's a local who's our friend.
Yeah. Well,
what does he make of the situation?
Well, he gets a note.
Aye, Niles?
Brienne approaches you, Niles. And says, yeah. This is for your friends. They're deep in dwarven discussion, so she comes over. He's just smiling and rubbing his ribs and drinking. She comes over to him and hands him a note.
All right, I'll read it.
Okay, so you're reading through it. It's from a fellow cleric from a fellow temple, a halfling. I think they might have mentioned her once or twice, something about a flappy god and her head priest being very unreasonable about not just, you know, half a job done and why don't we get 15 or 20% right off the top kind of thing. And they were welcome to stay there and went, screw it, went out elsewhere, something like that. It's from Maya of Desna.
Mara,
of Desna. And it warns the party, as you heard, Cheryl, before she left, that basically ill tidings will befall them, and one of them, if they stay in town, will surely hang. She wishes you well. I'd say Desna, and it says ... like she wants to say bless you, but she actually doesn't bless you, not even paper, but you know, Theoan, flappy gods and all, yours, cleric, you know, type of thing. And you like, the Brienne tells you that, you know, like she new mission from the church type of thing, hit the road this morning, gone, and left this for you guys. Wishes you guys the best. You know, something about ill tidings. Maybe now she doesn't say I have visions. My God told me, and I guess it's a good thing because you guys probably wouldn't believe that because you don't believe in her faith. But I can't help but accidentally have this note timed to sort of fill in the already brewing paranoia that the town's out to get you guys. Because your once former comrade, Claire, goes, I'm leaving town, you should too. One of you is going to swing. Peace out. There you go. And around this time, Niles, this is when they're like, start ribbing you going, right, Niles, right, in common. What do you do?
Well, after reading the note, then I'll
asked my lovely little new party. Can anybody read common?
Aye.
Okay. Here's a note for you. The dwarven party.
I'll grab up the note.
Okay. And it's as I described to Joe.
Yep. Read it over.
Maybe
well,
she...
That doesn't bode well at all.
Maybe she knows something. Maybe she heard something in town. This witch hunt. And bailed.
I pass it over to Dahlgren.
Maybe her flappy god did something. And that's why she left.
Well, it sounds like we should leave as well, lads.
You're saying this the goddess of, well. Of butterflies coerced Calmont and... She took this.
Stranger things have happened, but you'll notice she's gone. Not a blessing or a farewell either. Just a cryptic warning.
Hi, Theon, what do you make of this? I'd ask Muros, but he doesn't care.
I say we stick to the plan. As shoddy as it may seem, we find this Kelmut's house, we give it a look through. We find this bookstore, we give it a look through. We see where Voss went. We may find where the cleric went too. Something set these in motion, and we need to be a foot of it. Before one of us gets our neck stretched.
Well, these gawping fish in the windows aren't going to let us just go to Calamont's house.
Well, that's why we wait till sundown.
Well, I was going to suggest perhaps somebody should give a wee bit of distraction.
Well,
sounds to me like a volunteer.
I don't know. You seem to be the most distracting one amongst us, sir.
But last time I checked, I did not believe any were thieves or had those skills.
We don't advertise them skills.
That's true. I can't disagree with that.
Not once have I seen you ply that trade.
Well,
don't get me wrong. I've twisted me way through a lock or two in my day, but no, I'm not. Not one to be focusing on those.
I am proficient, so right, I can't.
All right,
distraction end at the house.
If someone's going to be a distraction, I can do it. Nothing distracts a guard like going to the jails. It seems if the guardsmen have had a talk with Calmont and he's acting a bit off, perhaps I should see what he's got to say.
How sneaky are you, Miros? Are you a sneaky dude?
I can be sneaky.
It's dwarven stealth, but it's stealth.
I got a plus six.
Actually, mine's not bad either.
Yeah, you should see all that
just
extorted
really
loot.
Really crappy rolls.
All that extorted loot he's been taking off the top and hiding in the bundles of chest hair. You know, if you guys give him a good shake, he's just a sneaky dude, right?
No. I become tumbleweed. I can become the tumbleweed. It's called the tumble hair.
I've seen Muros work his way into our auntie's kitchen to sneak himself up high.
Your ma never saw me.
Never heard you either.
Hey,
myself,
food.
I can't rely on those kinds of skills. But what I can do is raise a rabble with the local guard. When's the last time we got into ourselves a good bar row, Theon?
Oh, I'd be amiss to say that I don't want to be a part of that.
Yes,
but I know.
Yes, me.
Hey, Theon.
Hmm?
How many fingers am I holding? By the way, if you get this wrong, I'm going to smack you right where it counts.
Well, that's two fingers.
That's what I thought. And I throw a chair at him.
The crowd erupts around you. Bar fight! Ah! And we'll see you next time. Not even trying, right? Dwarf swings one chair. And that's it. Place goes complete chaos. Right?
Almost like three or four other people plan to help the chaos grow.
No. I'm serious. He swings that chair. He throws it. No take backs. The place goes
bananas.
Niles is almost as if Brienne is trying to draw in the guard to break it up, and that you guys can just walk out of there with a wink she gives you. Can I have a sense motive, Niles?
Sense motive. What is that called in Pathfinder Second Edition?
Perception.
A perception check? Sure.
Yeah.
It's a sense bullshit.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a mighty two.
Nine.
I see lots with a nine.
So the place goes nuts. She calls for the guard. The guard comes in and starts trying to break things up, and everyone, it just becomes pandemonium. What do you guys do? Niles misses the sort of wink like, now's your chance, from Brienne. I'll even give Rob a shot at this because he's a local.
Yeah.
I pick up a chair.
He just wades 16. In, right? I guess you're going to be investigating without Niles tonight. He just wades into
16.
It. Yeah. Pretty sure you know what's going down here. And look, okay. Even Niles is getting in character. You know, gets right in there. Down with the man!
Albinic, are you engaged in this row?
Not if it don't have to be. Looks like it started all on its own.
Come
good job, Neros.
Come
out the back while they're all beating the crap out of each other.
Don't spoil the fact, but Theo took a chair to the face, and I toast it. He's going to get me back for it. Something fierce.
Yep.
I don't know when, and I don't know where.
Come on, before the guards get here, let's get to Kalmat's house.
Oh, they're in here. Like I said, they're like everybody that's here. It's like the place is
so
full.
We're all going to
out.
Attempt to sneak out the back.
Yep. No, not all of us, because some of us have to stay and fight. That's why I was asking if you were engaged in the combat.
Nothing says indiscreet exit like being tossed out a window. Oh. And I'll grab Dahlgren and start to give him the bum's rush right out the window.
I love how he takes what his cousin did out on you.
Let's go.
And that's for laughing at me, I say, as I spit out a blood and a loose tooth. Grab Dahlgren by his coattails and out the window.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Niles is defending your back, Theon, with his mighty chair. You know,
nice.
Just going down.
That looks bloody fun. Screw you too, Theon. And I assume the position.
And you. Out the window he goes. I'm not afraid to throw two or three more out. I'll look around. Arms open.
Guards come.
Oh, shit, guards.
Yeah, I was going to say, guards come. If you start smashing windows and people are exiting, that will draw guards off of, like, the regular rabble-rouse. And, you know, they start wading their way through you. But to get to you, they have to get through one cleric and his chair defending his home. And we will see you next time. As Niles defiantly says,
stay back. Stay back. Not in the face.
So defiant.
Slowly, quick grabs a candle and lights like each table leg individually. Each chair leg.
I can't control the chair. Run away while you have a chance.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, all.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.